Good morning from Madrid. I just landed here. I am with my best friend in the whole wide world, Marian Wager, and we are headed out tomorrow morning for a trip that we've been wanting to take together for some time up into the northwest corner of Spain, Galicia. You may have heard of La Coruña or Santiago de Compostela. We're going to go spend a few days there. And I would say that this is the last leg of what has been nearly a six-month journey that has taken me everywhere from California, Oregon, and Chicago to Mexico, Uruguay, Argentina, Switzerland, Italy, and now back to Spain for the second time. One of the things that's on my mind this morning is that people are saying to me, I can't wait to hear about your adventures. And it's funny because I think to myself, well, I'm not even sure what I'm going to say because I haven't been thinking about everything I'm doing or trying to pull meaning out of my experiences. I feel like I've just sort of been in it. And in fact, I think probably when I listen back to some episodes of Dear Constance, I'll garner some insights and rediscover things that maybe have faded into the background of my memory. But as things stand right now, it's not like I feel like I have some great big story to share. I feel like the story was in the decision to actually do it, to listen to that murmur, and to make that choice, that decision to venture out and to allow myself to wander without any predetermined scope or objective. That, for me, is perhaps where one of the most important pieces of my story lies. I'm certain that there will be a lot of different things that come up when I look at it in the rearview mirror with some time and space between the journey itself and coming back to my home base. One of the things that's on my mind today that is related to this journey in some way, I'm not quite sure how, feels a little uncomfortable to share with you, but which I think is important to share, is this. I am feeling a little bit bored. And that is probably not the best word to use because when I think of the word bored, I feel like that sort of signals that you don't know what to do with yourself in the moment. And if I were to use a different word for that or try to reframe it, I would say, I'm ready for what's next. And it's funny because I was talking to my brother Randall about this and he goes, well, that's something you could talk about on the podcast. And I said, no, Rand, I can't talk about that. From the outside looking in, people think I'm on this big adventure. And he said, no, what you're talking about is universal. It's something that we all feel in waves at different times in our life. And I think it's important that you share that. So there you have it. That's one of the things that I'm sure I'll be thinking about when I get home. And that's certainly something that's come out of this experience. I really needed to break away from the cadence of my life. I wanted to face some of my fears. I wanted to go outside my comfort zone. And I'm really glad I did it. These 5+ months have been so good for me on so many levels. And as I'm nearing the end, as I'm looking at going home to New York, there is a piece of me that's chomping at the bit, ready for what's next. I simply can't imagine what that might look like. But there you have it. That's what's on my mind right now. I'm eager to do something. I'll leave you with that for today. Until next time, from my heart to yours.